This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Happy Friday. Happy Juneteenth. Coming up in the 7 o'clock hour, we're going to talk with Brittany Chiquata.
Oh, Bryn.
Sorry about that.
Oh, Bryn. Yeah, you know, I'm right in the middle of something right here.
My bad.
We're going to talk
this live.
Okay. Anyway. We have the chief of staff of the Human Rights Commission here in San Francisco on Black Lives Matter and Juneteenth and more at 7 o'clock. Now it's time for the news. Go ahead. Hit your thing.
The Radio Alice Report.
Hold on. Say her name again. I'm sure she went, hey, that
Brittany,
guy just stopped.
Brittany Chiquata.
There you go. All right. Sorry, we'll talk with her at 7 o'clock, right?
Yes.
All right.
Just after.
This Alice Report is brought to you by All Natural Stone. It's the one place you go. I mean, you can go look around and then go to All Natural Stone and you'll see they have everything you need when you're right. doing any kind of if you, maybe you just want to freshen up your kitchen with countertops and a backsplash. Maybe you want to do the whole thing, whatever. They've got the stuff and the experts there to help you. They're open by appointment. All Natural Stone in Berkeley, Burlingame, San Jose. And Dublin. Boy, we are just on fire for a Friday. And Dublin. And online at allnaturalstone.com.
Dublin.
All right. Dublin. Here's what's happening. So I'll begin with the new order. Our governor spoke yesterday and said, you'll be putting on a mask, California.
Good.
I mean, he said it, in a more...
like it or not.
...stately way, but get ready for your mask, California, because you're going to wear one whether you like it or not. Exactly. Governor Gavin Newsom issued a new order yesterday mandating that Californians wear masks in most public settings, as the state has seen an uptick in new coronavirus cases. As, you know, look, we're coming out of hiding,
yeah.
And everyone is excited to sort of live life again, but the mask is going to help keep this thing from consuming us. So wear one. It's really, I've always thought when we see pictures of China where the air is just awful and they've got masks on, I've always thought that's terrible that you would find yourself in that place. And I still feel that way. It's terrible that we have to wear masks.
But
I don't like it.
We have to wear them.
But I'm going to do it. I mean, it's just the deal. So there's a long list of, basically, it's easier to tell you where you don't have to wear a mask. Children under 2 don't have to wear a mask. If you have medical, mental health, or developmental disabilities that prevent you from wearing a mask. Also, if you're hard of hearing or read lips and you're in a situation where that is necessary, then, of course, you have a reason not to be wearing a mask. If there's some kind of risk created by wearing a mask at your work or wherever you are, then that will be designated to you by your employer or whatever. And, of course, if you're eating, you don't have to wear a mask as long as the tables are separated 6 feet away. And then swimming, walking, hiking, bicycling, and running outside, no masks needed as long as you try to keep space between you and the other people. So there it is. We're going to be wearing masks for a while. So if you've been holding out from getting one, it's time to invest or find a friend who has a sewing machine and ask them for a couple.
And if you have a sewing machine collecting dust somewhere, get that thing out. Come on, let's do this.
And Sarah even has patterns on your site, right?
You know, I have put little things up, but there's a zillion patterns. Like, you don't have to look at my thing. There's easier ones even. And frankly, you know, if you get yourself a couple handkerchiefs, what are those things called? Bandanas.
Uh-huh.
You know, or like the buffs they wear on Survivor. Those work, you know, and they're easy on, easy off.
You cut off a t-shirt sleeve. You can do a lot of different things to just get simple face covering. I'm going to try and go. I know I've got a couple that were made for me, and I still have a couple of those N95s that are fairly destroyed at this point from use and overuse. Mm. But I like the ones where it sort of goes down to your neck and it's a thing you pull up from, you pull it up.
Yeah.
And then otherwise it just sort of sits around your neck like a turtleneck.
Like the buff thing, like they have on Survivor.
Exactly.
Right? Like,
I think I'm going to look into a couple of those since this is going to become our new long term.
This is the new thing. And that is pretty convenient.
Mm-hmm.
Because, I mean, even having one that hangs off one ear, like I find that to be a pain. I'll stick it in my pocket and just pull it. And a lot of people do this. They have a mask in their pocket when they approach someone. They put it in their hand and they just hold it over their face.
Oh.
So, and I don't know if that matters or not, if that's less or more effective. But, you know, because they're uncomfortable to wear. So, it's true. If you had just a buff.
Yeah, I'm going to do that.
Up, down, up, down. Yeah, I'm going to do that too, Vinny. I'm going to just buy some buffs. I'm sick of making masks. It is so boring making masks. Huh.
I thought you liked it.
I did. The first like 3,000 I made, I totally liked it. Now I'm like, I'm so effing sick of this.
All right, here's a couple quick hits for you. Rent prices around the U.S. are dropping in the wake of coronavirus. They're saying even here in San Francisco.
Really?
They're seeing rents down 10 to 20%. So, well, look, I mean, you know, a lot of people have lost jobs. And so, you know.
Can't afford it or... You know, are moving out of the area, so there's vacancies. That's interesting.
About half of Americans say they snack more during the pandemic, and almost that same half of that half are saying that they like it, and they're going to keep the snacking up even when the pandemic's over. They found their new thing, snacking.
That's your hobby?
I guess.
Yeah, I've had to put the brakes on the snacking. There's really... There is some expectation that I'll be able to fit into my actual clothes again when this is over. And the snacking has to stop.
Oh, all right.
It's boredom snacking. That's what I find. I'm just like, you know, I'm just hanging around. I'm like, you know what? I got 2 hours. I'm going to make some cookies. And then I'm going to freaking eat them.
Gonna
and then
make
later,
cookies
I'm going to make
them.
I'm going to make a cake.
Be Doesn't honest. Have you done that?
Yes.
You
yes, Vinny. I've said I'm making cookies and I'm eating them.
Oh, wow.
And not just once either. Several times. And then I got sick of making the cookies. I was like, go get break and bake dough so I can make cookies.
You
just snap off.
I
can make four cookies. I'm like, you know what I want? Four cookies. Yeah. Things are bad over here.
Okay. I didn't know. Yeah.
There's some widening happening. There's some widening.
Well, that should go well with your new haircut. I like
it. Yes. Oh, yeah. There's nothing like a pinhead with a wide load. Yeah, that's why I looked in the mirror last night with my new haircut and went, well, things have got to slim down here.
Well, I'm sure you're exaggerating.
Yeah, well, I've let
anyway.
It go, so what do I care?
On that note, I mentioned this the other day, and I never got to the story. And I don't know. Look, have I ever smuggled anything? Maybe. I don't think so.
Of course you have. We've all smuggled stuff. Stop it.
Have you smuggled stuff? What have you smuggled?
Drugs into a concert? Yes, I've smuggled things many times.
Oh, that counts?
Mm-hmm. What are you talking about? Are you talking about actual crossing a country, you know, border and with
a kilo of
coke in your
No. Butt? Coke wasn't my thing, Sarah. But there's no doubt on our senior trip into Mexico, many of the people I went with smuggled a doobie or a little, you know, a little kernel. What do they call those? A little bud. Sorry, kernel.
Whatever, world people.
Loser. Anyway, I don't even have. There's the L, everybody.
Fine. Don't worry about it.
A kernel of pot. I don't know. You know, whatever, everyone. So
whatever
yes,
measurement those come in.
Right. Anyway, I don't know who's keistering Doritos, but apparently Canada has had pickle flavored Doritos for a long time, and now they're going to be available here in the United States. So you don't have to cross the border and smuggle pickle-flavored Doritos back, because soon you'll be able to buy them right here. You into that?
No. I mean, you know, I'm not a Doritos person. I'm a potato chip, not a corn chip. What do you? You love corn chips,
I
though,
love
right?
corn
do
chips.
You, do you love Doritos?
I love a regular tortilla chip first and foremost. I will eat Doritos. If that's like a random snack, occasional snack. I don't mind them. I won't eat the pickle flavor, though. No way.
What do you got against pickles?
Look, pickles are... If
I bet you they're good. Like a little tart. Like,
they probably are. If it's on
like
a
Sour
burger,
Patch Kids of chips.
I might not take it off, but I certainly wouldn't... If I'm making a burger, I wouldn't put one on. I wouldn't...
I like
let me run. There's things I'd run to the store for. It wouldn't be that.
Yeah. Right. I'm with you on that. Like, I'm never going to be so out of pickles that I have to go get them. But if there's a pickle, I'll put a pickle on. I like pickles. I like pickles on a ham and cheese sandwich.
Ham and cheese?
Oh, yeah. Ham and cheese, pickles, lettuce, and tomato. Come on. That's good. I love pickles. But, yeah, pickled Doritos, I don't know if I need them. I don't think it's going to convince me to eat Doritos. They're just not my thing.
We hear lots of stories, speaking of burgers, this is about some behavior in the drive-through line. We're hearing lots and lots of stories as the world has been quarantined, and there's a lot of stress, whether it's at home or even being out in public. People are policing others, getting themselves into arguments.
The vigilante.
Out on the road, there's been some issues. So there's a lot of stress, and people are taking it out on each other, and it's unfortunate. There's a woman in Australia who makes the news. Here's this story. This was shared on Facebook. This was in the McDonald's drive-through line over the weekend. The line was long, and the woman was finally placing her order, and a young lady behind her started honking. Like, hurry up. This line's taking too long.
Okay.
The woman says, quote, I thought to myself, take the high road. So when I paid for my food at the first window, I paid for both of our orders.
Oh.
When the woman who honked got to the drive-thru window and found out her order was paid for, she leaned out the window and waved and mouthed, thank you. And she was clearly embarrassed that she'd, you know, been rude and that this person's response to her rudeness was with kindness. But here's where it gets...
Oh, no. That's not the end of the story?
Oh, no.
It's not just a happy ending? Oh, like the lady learned her lesson about being a bitch?
So
keep
the
doing
lady,
it because you get your food paid for?
The lady, the first lady who got honked at, then says, so when I got to the second window, I showed both receipts and took her food, too. Now she has to go back to the end of the line and start all over again. So there's there is some of that, like, I got you stuff going on out there that just sucks.
Oh my God.
I know it's funny, but it's also like.
It's not funny.
You kind of got to be ashamed of yourself there, don't you? Like, Jesus.
It's actually very clever, though. It's a good get. But honestly, it's, you know. Oh, boy, oh, boy. Two terrible people in line together. Nothing but terrible happens. I mean, that is... The one lady had no idea who she was honking at. She had no idea what that lady was capable of.
Right. I mean...
Wowee. That's amazing. Let me ask you this. Does the lady actually have to go through the line again, or does she tell what happened and place her order? That's a great...
I don't know.
Favorite story ever.
But often in places that you go where the employees are not highly paid, not only do they not know how to handle many situations, they don't give two craps about how to handle it. So my guess is that they're like, yeah, sorry about it. Back of the line. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know that you see a lot of that sort of go for it attitude I know. I certainly know at the Best Buy when you ask for something, they go, "No, I don't know where that is," and you're like,
yeah, "But you're the. Is there someone who does?"
Maybe
no.
You
we're
find
all
it.
Like my. We're my age, and we don't know anything. So,
so
we're here to stop fights, I guess. I don't know what we're.
So I don't expect
long-term guarantees.
The highest level of service in most places like that, you know.
Yeah, that is. I'm kind of floored by that story. Like, I just think it's great. It's
oh,
awful.
You like it.
Also, don't do it. But it's just like, you know, when you, it just goes to show you. It's why you don't flip people off in the other car,
right?
Because you don't know what that person's capable of. You don't know who that person is, what they've done, what they're like. Just don't honk in the drive up line,
right,
dummy? Like you, oh boy.
Our text number is
800-400-3697.
Here's a couple of the things you guys sent. Not proud, but I smuggled weed into Disneyland, then rolled a doobie on the Haunted Mansion during my senior night back in 1978.
Well, that was fun.
Good
times.
1978 is the olden days now. You know that, right?
It is. Well, sure. I was 12. You were 9.
Pickle flavored chips are great. Pickle flavored Doritos are probably really good.
Probably.
Sarah, I totally agree. Making masks is so boring. So
I don't even post about it anymore. Like, who cares? Like, you know, there's only so many masks you can show people. You know, here you go.
The problem is going to be that not only are we now here in California being, it's a rule or a law or the demand, you know, the New Deal is you got to wear one in public. Imagine when we get back to schools. Like, the kids are all going to be expected to wear masks when they have to go in. And I even think it's the trip will be that we're going to find out. Kids can't go back full time. So the problems we're having with daycare right now will continue. Hope you got a spot picked out when that's allowed again, because you're going to need it. Because they won't have school to go to. I don't know anything, but my speculation is, at best, our kid, this is just me guessing, at best, our kid's going to get 2 days of school. That's what I'm thinking.
Right. And you got to sort of hope that all your kids have the school on the same day so you can coordinate. I mean, this is not a problem this is going to be a logistical nightmare. But hey, enjoy the summer.
Right. Yes. I am using a buff. It has a dog face on it, so it looks like my nose is a dog's nose and a dog mouth is my mouth. It's fun. All right. Oh, Vinny there called a neck gaiter. Okay.
I'm actually looking at that term right now. Gaiters. And these ones have not just they go up, but they also have a balaclava opening too, like so you could pull it over your head. You know what I mean? So it just has like an eye hole.
Wow.
So these are, you know, useful for skiing later when
Check
we don't
out this
need masks
one here.
Anymore. Let's have a look. Oh, my God. That's adorable.
Cute.
He looks like a dog with a big tongue coming out of his mouth.
That is funny.
He's a hunk.
Did Vinny say we don't have to wear masks if we're outside doing our walking or jogging? That's right. There is a list of things that
said.
You can, as long as you keep your 6 feet of space, you can go bike ride or run and not wear a mask. Well, I'll read more later. So what's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Oh, sorry. I'm looking at buffs. We are actually going to start with the current chief of staff at the San Francisco Human Rights Commission, Brittany Chiquetta. So we'll start there and we'll continue on. Happy Friday. Happy Juneteenth. Back after these.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.